We were holding Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Again, the Gemara says Omer Rav Papa Kitanoi. So Machlokes Tanoim. Rashi says Ika Shir BePeroy BeKli. The halacha that the Shir the Levim used to sing B'Shas they brought the Korban was done mainly with the pair with the mouth, or they had to use the instruments. Is a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya we learned Avdei Kahanim Hoyu. They were Avdei Kahanim. They were Avodim. The Kahanim were Avodim. So Rashi says this is a Mishnah in Mesechta Erchin that Al Oichzei Kli Shir. Who was the one that were holding the instruments? Bishas the Leviim sang the Shir. Bishas Shir Shakorbin Kaminin. That's what we're talking about in the Gemara in Erchin. So it says here they were the Avodim, the slaves of the Kahanim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi Omer. Rabbi Yosi says Mishpachas Beis Afgorim. It was a family called Beis Afgorim. Or Mishpachas Beis Sifriya, another name of the family, or Me'amuyam Hoyu. They lived in the place called Ma'amuyim, like Rashi says, Zeh Shem Mekoyimam. Shoyu Ma'asiyin Lekuna. Like there was, it was a Miyuchas Dika Mishpacha. Rashi says, Yisrael Miyuchasim Hoyu. These were from Shevet Yisrael, but they were Choshev Mishpachas, Shenishayim Almonos, or Vinoisam Ruyas Linosi Lekahanim. Their daughters were able to get married to Kahanim. These were the people that were holding the kelim, the instruments, B'shas Tekhanim, was singing the shir. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Leviim Hoyu, he holds no. The people that were holding the instruments were Leviim. So Rashi, Al Yisraelim Sulum Lekach, but a Yisrael is possible to hold the instrument. The Yisrael can't hold it. Tumor says, My lav behol kemiflagi. Isn't it that this is the Machlokes? The man the Yomer Avodim Hoyu, the one that says that the people that were holding the instruments were Avodim slaves, Ksovar he holds Iko Shira Bepeh. The main Shira the Kadlevim used to sing was done Bepeh with their mouth. Therefore, holding the instrument is not part of the Avodah. Therefore, you do not have to have a Levi or a Kohen. It's enough to have even the Avodim of a Kohen. Well, man the Yomer Levim, the one that says no, the Levim themselves. How to hold the shear, hoyuk sover he holds, iko shira bekli. The main part of the shira of singing is with the instruments. Therefore, the instruments is part of the avodah, and therefore, just like the Leviim, they are the ones that have to sing, they are the ones that have to hold the instruments also. So that's the machlokes here, is the iko shira bepeh or bekli. So Gemara says, v'tizbura, let's think about this. Rabbi Yosi Maika sover. What does Rabbi Yosi hold? Rabbi Yosi was the one that says these are mishpachas based of Gorim, that they were choshev Yisraelim. If he holds the main part of the shira is bepeh with your mouth, you don't have to have the klishar, you don't have to have the kelim, the instruments. If so, afilu avodim nami, even an eved should be able to hold the kelim. Why does he say? Like only the Yisraelim and not an eved? And if he holds Ikashira Bakli, that the main part of the Shira of singing was with the instruments. So if so, Leviim in Yisraelim Loi, you should only have to have the Leviim as part of the Avodah holding the instrument, because the instrument is the Ika part of the Shira. So just like the Shira has to be with Leviim, holding the instrument, using the instrument should also be with Leviim. So why does he say a Yisrael could do it? So Mamonashach, what does Rabbi Yosi hold? Does he hold the Ikar is Bepeh? Then even Avodim should be good. Or does he hold the Iker is the Kli, and therefore should Davka have to have a Levi to do it? So Gemara says, Ela, the Kula Yalma, everybody holds, Iker Shira Bepeh. Could be everybody holds, the main part of the Shira is Bepeh, to use your mouth. The singing, that's the main part of the Shira. So what's the Machlokes here? Who can hold the instruments, Peshas, and play the instruments, Peshas Levim are singing? This is the Machlokes here. The Masava one holds, Hochi Hevi Maisa. This is the Maisa, this is what happened. They're just telling you who was holding the instruments. Or Masava one holds, Hochi Hevi Maisa. This is the way the Maisa happened. But it's not a Pi Alocha, like you have to have it this way, and like Rabbi Yosi holds, Dafki Yisrael did it and not the Avodim. Rabbi Yosi would also be masking and never to do it. He's just saying this was the Maisa. The Maisa was that the Mishpacha, the Yisraelim did it. And the Meir says, no, the Maisa was the Avodim did it. But really, both hold the same thing. Tomorrow says, Lamai Nafkumina. What's the Nafkumina? What the story was? Who was holding it? Like, they're just telling you this, what the case. What's the difference? Who was holding it? Was it an Eved? Or was it a Yisrael? So Gemara says the nafkamina is lemalin miduchen liyuchsin. If you see somebody b'shas duchenin, like holding the kalim, the instruments, can you say that he is a miyuchasdika person? He's a person you can intermarry with his mishpacha. Ula ma'isa, the same thing if you say, it's good for ma'isa to say that he takes off ma'isa. Kamiflugi. In other words, is he a chashav a levi that you can give him your ma'isa? Your ma'isa rishin you give to Levim. The question is, he a miyuchasdika levi? If you say he duchens, we have a right to say he's a chashav a levi, he deserves to get the ma'isa. The man, the Yomer Avodim, who are you, the one that says the people that were holding the instruments were Avodim, Kesover, he holds, Ein Malin Miduchel Yuchsin. You can't bring a proof that the Mishpach is a Miuchas, like a person, for the fact that they're B'shas Duchenin, that they're holding the instruments, B'shas Duchenin, B'shas Levim, are singing. For Leila Meiser, the same thing, you can't bring a proof that he's a Chosh of a Levi, that you can give him your Meiser. But the one that says no, they were Yisraelim, Choshevim, Yuchas, Nika Yisrael, Kisover, he holds, Malin, Miduchen, Yuchsin. Yes, if you see somebody hoping along, B'shasta Duchenin, if you see him holding the Klishir, the instruments, you can name on, you can take on that he is a Choshev Yisrael, and you can intermarry with his Mishpacha. Avoloi Lameiser. But not for Meiser. That you can't bring a proof to say is a Choshev Levi, because even Yisraelim could hold the instruments. You don't have to have Dafka Levi. The Rashi says, Uman di Yom Ravodim hoyu ksovar ein semchen ala duchim melivdek achrof. Just the fact that they're helping Mishas Duchenim, you still have to check after to see if the Mishpach is a Choshim Mishpachon. La loysen liyuchsin. Hilkach len hizru akach. Therefore, they don't care who holds the instruments, even an Eved, because you can't learn out from the fact he's holding the instruments that he has a good yuchus. Therefore, you don't have to have a person that has a good yuchus. Even an Eved could also do it. Gemara says, and the other man Yoma says no, that the one that's hoping Mishas Duchen, and we have a right to say he is a Miyuchasdika person. Therefore, it's only a Chosh of a Yisrael and not a Nevit. But a Yisrael could do it because we don't learn out from it to say he's a Levi, that you can give him your Maisa. Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar, the Yirmiyah says like this, Machlek is different than we learned before. Like now we're going back to the original Gemara. That before we said the Machlek is, if the Kli Shir playing it, if it's Deuche Shabbos or not, so before we learned the whole Machlokes is by the Shir, the Levim sang B'Shasta Karbonus. But the Shir that they sang B'Shasta Simchas Beis HaShoevim, that for sure is not Deuche Shabbos. That's the way we learned before. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah saying not like that. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Roma, Machlokes B'Shir Shoshoevim. The Machlokes here is by the singing, by the Simchas Beis HaShoevim. To Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sovar, Simcha, Yisera, Nami, Deuches, Shabbos. Yes, even though it's not Midiraisa, it's only an Indian to have an extra amount of Simcha by the Simcha's Beis HaShoevim that they use the instruments. Still, he holds this is also called Deuches Shabbos. For Rabbanan Sarvid, Rabbanan hold Simcha, Yisera, Eina, Deuches, Shabbos. So something you do just to have more enjoyment there, like the Simcha Beis HaShoevim, that is not a Deuches Shabbos. Avo Bashir Shokahanim, but B'shas they sang, the Levim sang, B'shas they brought the Kavonis, at that time when they used the instruments there, Divrei HaKol Avoidi, everybody holds that's part of the Avoidah, playing the instruments. V'doiches HaShabbos, therefore just like the Korban itself, the Korban HaTomid, is Doiches HaShabbos, who are then using the instruments, playing is also Doiches HaShabbos, you'll have to do it on Shabbos. Rashi says, V'yavim Yoama Liel Koy, is going on before. Aplukta the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbanan Upligi other Rabbi Yosef. He argues on the way we learned before from Rabbi Yosef that Simcha Yisera Nami Deuches Shabbos. That's his chiddush. That the man the Yoma holds that even for Simchas Beis HaShoevim could also be Deuches Shabbos. Rashi says V'Samachta Mitzvi. It's also a mitzvah. Uvechalil Ein Issa Meloch Ela Shvus Biyama. Now playing an instrument is no Issa D'Iraisa. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. We're afraid maybe the instrument will break. And you go to fix it on Shabbos, and that will be an Issa D'Raisa. That's called an Issa of Boina. So Mishum Zeh, the Rabbanan made an Issa, you're not allowed to play the instruments. So playing it is only Yosem of the Rabbanan. So now we're saying, since you're doing it, L'Shem Mitzvah, of Samachta, to make a Simcha Yisera, it's mutter the Rabbanan didn't ask you to do it on Shabbos. This is Rabbi Yirmiyah's Chiddush. So Gemara says now, Meisvei, I have a kasher on this. It says, Shir Shel Shoevim, the shir that they sang, b'shas they did the simcha beis ha-shoevim, deiches ha-shabbos, it is deiches ha-shabbos. Tivri Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda shita, that you're allowed to even do it on Shabbos. Even Yom Tif, no, you're not allowed to use these instruments for Shas to Simcha Beis HaShoeva on Shabbos. And even on Yom Tif not. So Gemara says, to Yufta, the Rabbi Yosef to Yufta. This is the Kashan Rabbi Yosef Shita, the way he learned before. That before he learned the whole Machlokes is only by the Korban, by the Shia they sang the Shas to Korban. But by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, since it's only a Simcha, not Midiraisam, you're not allowed to use the instruments. And here it says clearly, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that even Deich Shabbos, so you see, even for the Simcha Beis HaShoeiver, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Rashi says, the Yom HaMoedi Rabbi Yosef, B'Shir HaShoeiver D'lo Yidcha. That's the Kasha, this is the Kasha Tiyufta to Rabbi Yosef. So Mora says, Lema now, B'Shir HaShoeiver Hu D'Pligi. Let's say the whole Machlokes now is only by the Shir when they sang, used the instruments for the Simcha Beis HaShoeiver. Is it Deuche Shabbos and Yom Tov or not? Avo b'shir shor korban, but the Shas they sang, and they used the instruments, the Levium, the Shas they bring the korban atomid, maybe here, Divri Hakol, everybody holds Deuche Es HaShabbos. He's now, according to Rabbi Yom Yishita, it could be everybody holds that Taka Deuche Shabbos. The Rashi says, Avo b'shir shor korban Deuche, Hai Loshen Kushi, O boy, you climb up. Like the Gemara asked like a question, really. Chazin and Hochot b'shal shuei v'pligi. We see, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that the Machlekes is by the Simcha Beis HaShoeiva, can you use the instruments on Shabbos or not? The Yikul HaMedek, we can make a Diyak, we can understand from here, that HaBashir Korbin, Moedi Rabban Nadachi, that everybody should hold, by the Korbin, everybody holds it is Deicha. So Gemara says then, Neimeth Yevet Yuf, the Rabbi Yosef Atarati, so now it should be a Machlekes, it should be a Kasher Rabbi Yosef, in 2 points. That here we see, like he learned, that the whole Machlekes is only by the Korbin. So, and by the Simcha Beis HaShoeiva, nobody holds his Deich HaShabbos. So we just prove, no, even by the Simcha Beis HaShoeiva, it's also Deich HaShabbos to use the instruments. But even on his first sheet that he learned the Machlokes is by the Korban, let's say it's also Machlokes. Then I would say everybody holds by the Korban. You are allowed to use the instruments on Shabbos. Not like Rabbi Yosef said that even there is the Machlokes. So Gemara says, no. O Moloch Rabbi Yosef can answer you, Pligi Bashir Shel Shoeiva, for who adin le korban? It could be it's the machlokes in both places. For all the kemiflegi b'shir shoshoeva, so why is the machlokes only in the case that said by the shir shoshoeva that there we see it's the machlokes? Can you use the instruments on Shabbos or not? Is lo'diach ha'koyach the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? It wants to tell us a chiddush that even here Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds it is doicha Shabbos the afilo the shoeva nami dochi. That even only the instruments that you're using, the Shas, the Simcha, Beis HaShoeiva, that's not a mitzvah midiraisa, it's only a mitzvah simcha, still it's Deicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if it's Deicha, the Shir, Shel Shoeiva, Pshito, Pshita, that who adin the Shir is saying the Shas, the Korban, would also be Deicha Shabbos. So maybe though, but it's a machlekes, the Rabbonin that say it's not Deicha Shabbos, the Chalil, B'Shas HaSimcha, B'Shas HaShoeiva, maybe they also hold Hu Adin B'Shas HaKorban. When Levian said the Shira and they used the instruments, maybe on Shabbos you're not allowed to use the instruments. It could be the Machlekes is both places, both by the Simcha B'Shas HaShoeiva and by the Shir when they sang B'Shas they brought the Korban. Why do they say the Machlekes B'Shas HaSimcha B'Shas HaShoeiva? They tell us the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That a tremendous chiddush that not only by the korban, which is the raisa, that they're allowed to use the instruments on Shabbos, but even for the simcha beis ha-shoeiva, that's only midirabbanan. Also, you're allowed to use the instruments even on Shabbos. So now the Gemara asks, no, it's another kasha. It's still like a kasha on Rabbi Yosef in 2 ways. Why? For Ketoni, we still learned like this. It says zehu chalil. This is the flute. The flute, Shel Beis HaShoeiva, that they used to use to play, B'Shas Da De Simcha, Beis HaShoeiva on Sukkot by night. She'en Deicha Lo Yes HaShabbos Lo Yes HaYomtif. It's not Deicha, you can't play this flute on Shabbos or on Yomtif. So what's the Lashon of Zehu this is? So the Mor says, Zehu Di'en Deicha. This is what's not Deicha. This flute you cannot use to play on Shabbos or on Yomtif for the Simcha Beis HaShoeiva. Avo De Korbin Deicha. But for the Korbin it is Deicha. So you see, on a korban you bring on Shabbos, and you have to have the Shir Levim sing then, it is Deicha Shabbos. So Mor says, Mani, who does this price go like? Inay Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes on the Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Homer, he says, Shir Shashueva Nami Doicha. That even the shir, the flute they use, Bishasa Sunko Besa Shueva, on Shabbos, you're allowed to play it, it's also Doicha Shabbos. So this Brisa cannot go according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Elolav Rabbonin, it has to go according to the Rabbonin Shita that says, you're not allowed to play the flute on Shabbos by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. Utiyufta, the Rabbi Yosef, betarati tiyufta. And you see clearly it's a kasha on Rabbi Yosef in two things that he said, and it's a kasha. That he said the machloikis is even by the korban. And here we see, no, the only machloikis, the Rabbonin only argue by the shear from the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. That's the only time they argue that it's not the Shabbos. But the shear that they played, Bishas the korban, everybody holds, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to use the instruments. Tzmora says now, my taima demandiyoma ikka shira bakli. What's the shot? Where does the mandiyoma that says the main part of the shir is with the instruments, bishas the korban? How does he know it? Tichsir, because the pasuk says, vayoyme chizkiyo lahaloy soilo la mizbeach. Chizkiyo hamelech told them, bring up the korban oil, the korban atomid, to the mizbeach. Uveis hochel oilo, hochel shir Hashem, vachatzoitz rois. Vayidei Kli David Melech Yisrael. That then you should start playing the chatzotzos, the trumpets, and this is the kelim that David used, Melech Yisrael. So you see, they started to use the shir now. They started to make the shir, and how did they make the shira? It says they had to use the instruments. So you see, the ikar of the shira is to use the instruments. Trashi, Hochel Shira Hashem Chatzotzos Vayidei Kli David. Alma Kli David Shira Hashem Korilei. These instruments that David HaMelech used or used for him, that's called the Shir Hashem. So you see, the pshat from Shir is to use the instruments. Verse says, now, my time of the mandiyom ikka shir b'peh. What's the pshat in the mandiyom that says, no, the main part of the shir of singing is to use your mouth? Tichsev, because the pasuk says, again, the Gemara says, my time of the mandiyom ikka shir b'peh, that the main shir is only with your mouth, singing with your mouth. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Vayehi ki echod la mechatzrim, v'la mishayrim, lahashmiya kol echod, lahalel olahoidos l'Hashem." That's the pasuk. So Gemara says, "So it says here what lahashmiya kol echod, to hear one voice. Mashma, the singing is the main thing, is the kol echod, to hear the voice. But either for the Gemara nami yoksiv." Hi, how could you say it's only bepeh? The pasuk before says to bring the kli, to bring the kelim, the instruments. So where it says hochikoma, hochel shir Hashem bepeh. Start singing the shir with your mouth. Ayidei kli David Melech Yisrael levesumi kolam. Then use the instruments to make it a little bit sweeter. In other words, the main shir attack is bepeh with your mouth. Now, when you're doing it, there is an inyan to have the instruments also to make it even sweeter. V'idach, what's pshan the other man the yoma that says no, the ikish shir is bekli. Haksiv, ayhi kiechel amechatzun lamesherim. Aye, the pasuk says mashma, it's only the peh, only the singing itself. Hochikoma, mesherim, singing, dum yedim mechatzrim. It's the same thing like the one playing the trumpets. Ma mechatzrim bekli, just like playing the trumpets means with an instrument, is af mesherim bekli. The same thing, the people that are singing, the Mesherim, is also not only the singing, the peh, but it also means to use the instruments. So you see, there's an inyan to use the instruments, that's Ikar, that's also the main part of the Shira. So that's the Machlokes, if the Ikar Shir is the peh, or the Ikar Shir, the singing, had to be with the instruments. And the Mishnah says weiter, Mi shaloi ro simchas beis hashoeva, loi ro simcha miyomov. Whoever did not see the simcha in the beis hamigdish on Sukkis, never saw, didn't see really what simcha is, what happiness is. Over moitsoi yom tov rishon, at the end of the first day yom tov of Sukkis, moitsoi yom tov rishon, shel chag of Sukkis, yorad li ezras noshim. They went down into the ezras noshim in the azor in the beis hamigdish, o mesaknin shom tikin gozel. They fixed up special things. So Rashi learns, Yordim Yezras Noshim, Kahanim Olevim, Yordim Yezras Yisrael, She Gvoya Yezras Noshim, Shelamata. They went from the top, the Yezras Yisrael, downwards the Yezras Noshim. Pishipuyahor, which is part of the mountain on Harabai, is going downwards. On the Saknam, Rashi Meforesh B'Gemara, exactly what they did. By the Menoras Shelzov Hoyoshon. He had golden menorahs there. The Arbo Svolim, there were seven bowls like. So Rashi learns Shelzob Roshem on the top means Barosh Kol Minoru Minoru. On the top of each Minoru, there were like four bowls made out of gold. So the Arbo Svolim Shelzob Roshem. There were four golden bowls on top of each Minoru. Each bowl had four ladders going up to it. And four children like Mipirche Kuna from the young Kahanim, Uviyodehem Kadim, in the hands they had like pitches, Shomeya Vyeswim Lug, of 120 Lug. That's how many pitches they had. Shehein Matilin Lechol Sefel Vesefel. That's what they used to pour into each one of these bowls. That's how big each bowl was. They used to pour 120 of Lugim into it. Now, that's how much Shemin they poured into these bowls. How much oil? That was the oil. Now, what about the wicks? How do they make the wicks? Umibalei Michnesei Kanim. And from the room, they're like, you know, used Michnesei, the underpants of the Kanim. Umihaminayim. And from their garto, from the Avnate. Mehen hoyu mafkin. From then they used to make the psila, the wick. Uvehen hoyu madlikin. And with this they used to use it to light the menorah with. Floy hoyu chotzer Yushalayim. There was no chotzer courtyard in Yushalayim. She'eno mi'ira mi'or beis ha'shoeva. That did not have some light from the simchas beis ha'shoeva. Like this big menorah with these big bowls there with so much oil, so many wicks burning, gave us so much light. Now Chassidim, the Yanshei Maisa, the Chassidim and the Yanshei Maisa, hoyu merakdim ifneim, used to dance in front of the menorah. The avukas shel or biyadeim, and in their hands they had torches of fire in their hands. The omrim lifneim divrei shiros v'shizbachos. They used to say, like, Shir Sveshes Bokas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They used to give back Shir praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says it means Zorkin Oysam Kalpi Mala. They would be throwing upwards their torches. Or Mekablin Oysam, like jogging with it. And they would receive the torches. Yeah. Fi HaLeviim B'chinoris. And the Leviim had their kinor, had their harps. So it says, HaLeviim B'chinoris over Nevolim. That's the lorries, over matzaltim, that's the cymbals, over chatzaitzroi, that's the trumpets, over chlishir, and other types of musical instruments, v'loy mispar, without a limit. They had many of them. Now, al-chomesh, that's what Levian had, all these instruments, b'shas tashir, when they were singing by the simcha b'es ha-shareva. Now, al-chomesh, asara, mailos, on the 15 steps, Hayordois that were going down, Me'ezras Yisroel, Le'ezras Noshim. There were 15 steps going down from the top Ezras Yisroel to the down Ezras Noshim. Kineged Chomesh Asoro Mailois, like Shira Malosim, Shel Batilim. Kineged the 15 Shira Malosim that there are in Tilim, the last 15 Shira Malosim, and that's what they sing by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. Shaleyem Levianoim, them on these 15 steps. The Levim used to stand, Bechli Shir, with these instruments, the Oimrim Shira, and they would say Shira then, by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. The Omdu Shnei Kahanim B'Shar Elyon, and two Kahanim were standing by the top gate, by the Shar Elyon, Sheyorid Me'ezras Yisroel Yezras Noshim, that would, the top gate that was leading to come down from the Ezras Yisroel to the Ezras Noshim, Ushnei Chatzotzras B'Yodayim, and they had two trumpets in the hand. Now, Koro HaGever, the caller used to call out, Tiku V'Riyah V'Tiku, make a tkiya, blow the shofar, then Hariyah, make a trua, then V'Tiku, blow it again. Hegiya L'malo Asiris, then when they came down to the 10th step, Tiku again, they would blow again the shofar, V'Riyah, and again make a trua, V'Tiku, blow again. Hegiya L'Yazor, then they came down to the Ezvash Noshim, again, Tiku V'Riyah V'Tiku. Then somehow the gears say Gil Lakarka Tikavri Lakarbatoku. When they came down to the ground, they also had again a tkiya, a true and a tkiya. Now while you take in Vaholchin, they would keep on blowing the shofar, Achimegian Lishar Hayatsim Mizrach, until they came to the gate that you leave the Azara on the east side. Hegiel Lishar Hayatsim Mizrach, when they came to the gate that lets you go out on the Mizrach side, Hofchu Pneim, they turned their faces around, Mimizrach Lamara, from the east to the west. The Yomru, like before they were leaving the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, they turned their faces backwards and said like this, Our fathers that were in this place, their backs were toward the Hechel, and their faces were towards the east side. They will be bowing down to the Shemesh, to the sun. Like Rashi says, that b'beis harishon, by the first beis hamikdash, hayu kofrin, they were kofrin Hashem, they didn't believe in Hashem. V'hayu pneim l'bayis, they didn't face towards the beis hamikdash. El achareim, the back was to the heichal. So that's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So they said, like, we're not doing that like our fathers did, but we are no l'ko, we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einenu, our eyes are towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda said like this. They said, "Hoyu shayin." They was repeated. But Yomim said like this: "Anu leka, u leka enenu. We are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our eyes are also towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Mora says, "Tana Rabbanim, look at a brace like this: Mi shalai ro simcha beis hashoeva. Whoever did not see the simcha beis hashoeva, lai ro simcha miyomav. He never saw a simcha. He didn't see what happiness really means." Mi shalaro Yerushalayim b'sefarta, whoever did not see Yerushalayim, when it's beautiful, when it's teferis, when it's greatness, l'ro karach nechmat, never saw a beautiful city, me'olam like ever. No, you never saw a beautiful city the way Yerushalayim used to look. Mi shalaro beis hamikdash b'binyono, whoever did not see the beis hamikdash, when it was built up, l'ro binyam mefuya me'olam, never saw a nice building in his life. Zemar says, "Mahi, which space the midrash are we talking about?" This is the binyan that Hurdis fixed up. So Rashi says, "Mahi means Eizim min abinyanim shal Shloimeh Yoshen Nechemia ben Chaklia or shal Hurdis sheesosu bano." Hurdis also broke down the base of midrash and built it up again. So Zemar says, "Now it means when Hurdis built up the base of midrash." The Omar Rav said like this: the Avna Shisha. He had, that means marble, like it had a color of yellow, Avna Shisha, Umimomo. And some say also was like with white marble. And Nika the army, some say, Bi Avna Shisha Kuchla. Some say, no, this marble had another color to it. It was like a red, it was a red color to it. Umirma, and also this white. Now, Afik Shofa. Some say it means yellow and blue and white it had on it. Kitz was colorful marbles. Now, Afik Shofa, V'ayil Shofa. It was like one row was coming out and one row was going in. Ki echad l'kabli sida. In order that you'll be able to put good plaster there and hold it in place. Now, Sova l'mishoyim b'dahava. What he wanted to do was smear the whole outside of it with gold. After he made it look beautiful, he wanted to make it more beautiful and put gold on the whole outside. Is Omrulei Rabbon, Rabbon said, Shafku, leave it alone. The Hochi Shapet Tzvei, it's nicer the way it is right now that you have this seed, the white line. The Mischazi Kiyadurta, the Yoma. It looks like the waves of the sea. So that's a nicer thing, looking like the waves of the sea, that's nicer. So Rashi learns, Kigali Yam Shahavonim Mishunim, Boreim, these stones look different, Zumizu, Vainayim Hamastaklis Bem Shaitas Miras Kilogali Yam Heim Nodim Noim. Looking at these beautiful stones, make it look as if the waves are moving. So it's nicer the way it is right now. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Mishalai Roy, the Yofustin, Shalachsandria, Shalmitzrayim. Whoever did not like two big palaces that were made there in Mitzrayim, two big places, is whoever did not see this, is l'roa b'chvoidim shal Yisrael. Never saw what it really means to see the chvoidim shal Yisrael, the honor of Yisrael. Omru, they said, k'min b'silki gedel, it was like a tremendous big room, hoysa satev l'fnim misatev. Means l'shiva sorim shal achsandri shochul, Rashi said, no, there were two different places where they would sit, two different rows, they would sit one inside the other, like one platform inside another platform. Pomim shohayu bo shishim revuya shishim revuya keflayim ki yetzim mitzrayim. It fit twice as many people that went out of yetzim mitzrayim, twice as much as 600,000. Vohayu bo aleph ayin kitadroya shozov. It was and had like 71 like chairs made out of gold. Kineged Ayin Aleph Shel Sanhedrin Gedolah. Kineged the 71 that were part of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Kol Achas V'Yachas Eina P'chusa Mi'eschrim V'Yechad Revuya Kikrizov. Each one did not have less than 21 thousands kikrei of gold. And there was a bima made out of wood in the middle of it. Vechazan in the middle of the shul, like vechazan aknesses oimadaleir, and the chazan was standing in the middle of this bima. Vehasudrin biyadu, and had like a handkerchief in his hand. Vechivon shegil anas homin, when it came with the shliach tzibur, it was like saying over Shemoneh Esrei, and it came time for the people to enter omin, it was like the end of the bracha, so everybody couldn't hear the shliach tzibur. It was such a big room. Is haloi meinef besudur, he would like shake the handkerchief. Vecholon oimin omin. The cholam oim onin. Everybody would answer amen. They would know that's the time he finished the bracha. All right, the turnover.